Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and I'm the host. This show is about just one artist each episode, talking about their sound, their style, their influences, who they influenced, everything they sort of stand for and how they came to be. And lately on the show, I've been playing sort of a lot of grunge music. And to sort of continue onto that, today I'm going to be playing some Stone Temple Pilots. Now, Stone Temple Pilots, they get sort of a weird reputation. I think where they stand now among people is that they're one of the great bands to come out of sort of that scene, and one of the few bands to sort of make it out of the 90s from that scene that didn't sort of implode before 1996. But anyways, during their sort of heyday, a lot of people kind of just called them a grunge ripoff because they weren't from Seattle. They were an LA band, but very quickly they sort of adapted creatively and then showed everything they could do creatively that made them into an actual band that people have grown to love and respect for how awesome they were. Now, they formed in like 1990, I think, and very quickly started playing shows around LA and then getting a record contract. And their first album, which was called Core, was great. It had a few breakout songs with Creep and Plush. And yeah, but very sort of grunge influence. You can tell that they're definitely a heavier style band, and at the time maybe didn't know what to do with exactly their sound, but they started off with grunge and then adapted into something greater. But the first song that I'm going to play by Stone Temple Pilots is Dead and Bloated off their first album, Core. So coming right up.
I'm dead and blue. I used to be. 'Tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news, at least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour, so my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in, Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Mellus Choir and Period Instruments presents Of Love, Loss, and Longing. Mellus explores themes of love and loss through a range of historic, poetic, and musical expressions from 12th to 19th century Europe, Persia, Syria, and Al-Andalus, featuring the music of Isaac, Monteverdi, Handel, Ibn al-Khatib, Darwish, and more. Join Mellus on Saturday, June 13th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John the Apostle Church, 88 Patrick Street. Tickets are $30, available online at mellus-earlymusic.org or at Novel.com.
Now those last three songs were Wicked Garden, Creep, and Plush, all by the Stone Temple Pilots. Now that was off their first album Core, which as I said was sort of kind of like very much a grungy album, and they got a lot of flack for it being a grungy album, and they got a lot of critique that they were just kind of a grunge ripoff despite not being from Seattle, but they were from LA. Now, with their second album, Purple, they sort of still have a little bit of those grunge roots, but then they also are implementing more world music influences as well as jazz influences. And I think that's what really sort of started to elevate their sound and also would have people look back on their second album and how great their second album is and say that, you know what, they actually were a pretty stellar band with a lot to offer. And they're also known for having very high energy live shows, thanks to the frontman Scott Weiland. Now, not unlike a lot of 90s bands, they were plagued with sort of drug addiction, and Scott Weiland being very much addicted to heroin on and off for his entire career, which would eventually end the band and take his life as well. But I think he really was sort of a genius artist that unfortunately did have his band be misunderstood, because the Stone Temple Pilots have a lot of great music to offer, and I think a good place to start with that great music is their second album, Purple. And the first song that I'm going to be playing off that album is Meat Plow. So here it is, Meat Plow by the Stone Temple Pilots.
Mm-hmm. tank on the road, stop for me now. Got a bullet, but it ain't mine. They got these pictures of everything to break us down.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
sister in my car. Falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and laugh some more. These conversations kill. Falling faster.
Yeah.
Now, those last three songs were Interstate Love Song, Big Empty, and Kitchenware and Candy Bars by Stone Temple Pilots off of their second album, Purple. Now, that is my favorite album by them, and I think it's a lot of people's favorite album by them. I think it's really sort of a testament to how sort of totally flushed out they can be and totally just huge, big of a band they can be. And sort of thinking of that music and how that second album sounds, they sort of keep, with their subsequent albums afterwards, keep going with the more, less grungy, more so like poppier world music inspired. I know that the Beatles were a big part of their sound. They would cover, the Stone Temple Pilots would cover Beatles songs a lot. But anyways, to end the show, really, I'm just going to play a few songs off of the Stone Temple Pilots' subsequent releases, and I do want you to sort of listen to how they kind of move away from grunge and really hone in on other aspects like world music and jazz and even a little like country western stylings of music as well. But the first song that I'm going to play is going to be called Trippin' on a Hole in a Paper Heart by the Stone Temple Pilots off of their third album, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. Here we go.
Life and when you end up with the light, let go, it's hard to hold on.
last two songs were Seven Caged Tigers and Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots. Now, I do like those songs a lot, but they definitely do sort of differ from the sound that Stone Temple Pilots sort of started with and gained their first popularity with. But I think it was the fact that they managed to keep producing music so efficiently and quickly with all these sort of changing sounds, and we're still being super successful musicians with this changing sound is a testament to how great they were and how they should have been thought of as that really from the get-go, especially with their second album, Purple, and how even from that album to their first album, Core, was much of a change as well. Now, I think that is going to be the end of the show, but to end the show, I am going to play Interstate Love Song one more time just because of how awesome that song is. So to end the show, here's Interstate Love Song by the Stone Temple Pilots coming up.
Somebody else. I never knew why my dreams would come true, and my heart it finally fell. This passion, this feeling, the beat in my chest, it's taken so long to find you. And now that you're with me, I won't let you go. There's nothing that I will not do.
My heart can't take heartbreak. 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 Please don't you break my heart. Break my heart. Please don't you break my heart.